Tuesday, the 22nd of January, Rabbi Shalom D. Greenberg, something fruitful.
Good morning. You will have to forgive me if I will be explaining more than... you're used to, because actually the people that I give shiurim to in Shanghai is not... is a crowd that needs to be encouraged to learn the Tao. Today, obviously, it's Tu Bishvat. The Mishnah says, Arba Rosh Hashanim Him. And Be'echa Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'idonis. Divrei B'shamay, B'sila Le'imrim, B'chamisha Osoboy. And Allah Ke B'sila, so we celebrate Tu Bishvat as Rosh Hashanah Le'idonis. The Gemara says, the Gemara is asking a question, my time, what happens in this time of the year we celebrate Rosh Hashanah Le'idonis? And the Gemara answers that because most of the rain of the year already came down, therefore the land already absorbed the water, and the trees already start to blossom, and therefore we start now, this is the Rosh Hashanah Le'idonis. That makes even more the question, why is it a machlokes between Bishamah and Bishila? If the question is, when the majority of the rain came down to the world, came down in Eretz Yisrael, so then, all you have to do is find out when the rain starts, when the rain finishes, take a majority of the days, and if you get out, when is Rosh Hashanah Le'idonis? What's the machlekes over here? Machlekes the Messiah? Actually, 10 years ago, when I came to China, I found out that the Chinese have a Chinese New Year. And the Chinese New Year is always on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And Hashanah Meruberes, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph. They also have a lunar calendar. And they call it the Spring Festival. What I need more than that, I thought to myself, here's a whole nation of 1 billion people who are celebrating according to Bishamai. But then I found out how long it takes them to celebrate the Chinese New Year.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So they celebrated Lachumra according to Bishamay and according to Bishila. Even now that the Chinese government made it only a 3 days holiday, legally, still the last day of the 2 weeks is also a celebration. But when does the rain start in Eretz Yisrael? When does it finish? Says in the Pasuk, Venosati meter Arslochem beitoi, Yoire umalkoish. Yoire is the beginning of the beginning rain, and the Malkoish is the last rain. Says the Gemara, when is the Yoire? Gemara in Tiny says, when is the Yoire? And there are different opinions. Some opinions are that it's the beginning of Cheshvan, and some opinions are that it's beginning and the last day for the Yoyre is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the end of Cheshvan. When is the Malkoish, the last rain? The last rain is Sof Nisan, the end of Nisan. So we see that there is a machlokes over here. If Ibn Metzius, when do we want the rain to be? Do we want the rain to be from Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the last day of the Yoyre, or from the earliest day of the Yoyre, which is Cheshvan? So basically, we have an option either to have the rainy season for 5 months, Kislev Tevis Shvat Adar Nisan, or to have the rainy season for 6 months, including Cheshvan. And we could say that maybe that's the machloikas between Besidol and Beshamah. Besidol say that the rainy season from the last up possible day for the Yere, which is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And therefore, take 5 months, divide to half. Where are you? And Tu Bishvat. According to Beis Shammai, they say we counted, we calculated from the first possible day for the year, the beginning of Cheshvan, and therefore you have 6 months, divided to two, you got the Cheshvan. But why should Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai want to argue about, want to choose one way or another? What would be the purpose for that? We know what it says in Zohar, that Beis Hillel, they are anointed to Midas HaChesed, and Beis Shammai to Midas HaDin. Maybe according to that, we will be able to explain why they will have a machlokes in Geshem. The Gemara of HaMetzia, that Behei Yibud Allah says, that Kol Yoymei Di Yisura De Rebbe, all the days that Rabbi Yehuda Anois Anasi was suffering, the world did not need rain. What does it mean, did not need rain? That there was so much water for the food, for the fruits and vegetables to grow, that there was not raining. And the Gemara continues to say there was so much rain, that there was so much water, that when they picked the vegetables from the ground, still in that place there was, you were able to touch the water of that of the place. And why is it that the world did not need water at that time, did not rain at that time? Because says the Gemara Vayta, Rabbi Baravula says that Yoymed the Mitre ki Yoymed the Dina. A day of rain is a day of judgment. So we see that the Gemara says that rain is dinim. Rain is din. Why is rain is din? What's the connection between rain and dinim? We know, or we all say in Shema V'Oyom Shomei Adishmo Mitzvesai, we know that the motto that rain will come down when we do the Rebbe Shtesvatn, when we do what the Rebbe Shtesvatn wants from us, that's when rain comes down. And when we don't do it, rain does not come down. And therefore, the Gemara says, in Tainis, the Gemara says that a day that comes, the rain comes down to the world, that shows that the Eibishter was moichel the avoinos of the Jewish people. Why? Because otherwise, it will not rain. Because the Torah connects very strongly between the mitzvah that the Jewish people do and the rain that they are going to get. Everyone knows the very famous story of Eliyahu HaNavi, that he came and he heard that Achav was saying, how come that when someone did not listen to Yeshua and built Chemetz Yericho, he was punished tremendously. But the person, all of us who are not listening to Teras Moshe, are not punished in the training. So Eliyahu HaNavi asked the Eibishter Rachmim, and he gave him the key to the rain, the key to the rain, and he stopped, and there was no rain in the soil for a few years, as the Navi says over there. So we see very clearly that rain comes to the world and has to do with dinim. In other words, if you deserve it, you get it. If you don't deserve it, you don't get it. Then there's another kind of water, the tal. Tal we don't ask for. Tal, metahoim. What is it we don't have to ask for? Water that is given to us even if we don't deserve it. Water that is given to us even if we don't ask for it. And that is the conflict between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, we don't want rain. We want chesed. We want a situation where the Eibishter will be mashpia, paklal Yisrael, a lot of blessings, a lot of panos, even if they don't deserve it. Therefore, the minimum rain is, what's the minimum time for rain? 5 months. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to look at it. We're going to calculate accordingly. Beis Shammai say, no. Midas HaDin is something that we want. Something that we are, this is emes. If we deserve it, we get it. If we don't deserve it, we don't get it. And therefore, rain is a good thing. And if rain is a good thing, we should calculate it from the earliest day. What's the earliest day? Tchilas Cheshvan. In that case, Rosh Hashanah Leilonos will be Amar Chodesh Shvat. we know, comes the question, why Beis Shammai would want din? Why would Beis Shammai want midas hadin should be betoikef? Even Beis Shammai, after all, they have rachmonas on klal Yisrael. Why should they want midas hadin? The Torah tells us that first, when the Eibishter created the world, how did he create it? Midas hadin. Ro, shein olav yochol amoid, so that the world cannot stand this pressure of midas hadin. Shitev bo midas harachamim. If din would be so bad, then the Eibishter was makor hachesed v'hatov. Why did he create din? The world with din. More than that, we know that what Rizal says, that when Mashiach will come, all the halachas will be according to Beis Shammai. The halacha we will be noyeg like Beis Shammai. Only now, Bezman HaGolus is according to Beis Shiloh. So we see that Midas Hadin has a plus. What is the plus with Midas Hadin? What is so special about it? Because what is Midas Hadin? Midas Hadin is that the Rebbe says to a Jewish person, he says to him, you could do what I'm asking you to do, and when you will push yourself, you will work hard, and you will make it happen. You will be getting to the highest levels of ruchnius, highest levels of godliness and ruchnius that bichlal, and that person is not trying to get milamalo b'matana. Only when you do it yourself, only when you work yourself to do it, that's when it's going to happen. Therefore, Midas Hadin has a tremendous plus. The Eibishter says to a person, you can do it. I'm giving you the koyches to do it. So you, therefore, you should be doing this. Can't be sitting and say, listen, it's man hagolus. Even the Eibishter saw that the Kol HaMashiach did not come. The people were not able to suffer the consequences of Midas Hadin of the other way. If it doesn't work, if it works, great, excellent. The person will be elevated to the highest levels of godliness. If it doesn't work, then what? Then the person is suffering the consequences. Shitav Midas Hachesed. So Midas Hachesed is only because a person is not able to stand. We are looking at a person, we say, never he cannot do what is demanded of him. Never he cannot do what we expect of him to do. But it's not the true way, it's not the true, it does not get at the time the true reward that he could get. Only when a person is elevating himself, that he is able to push himself and do everything that he's supposed to do, Midas Hadin, that he deserves the great schar that the Eibishter is going to give to a person that does the right thing. That's when the person is going to get to the highest level. And therefore, Midas Hadin is greater than Midas Hachesed. And this is why, when Mashiach will come, Midas Hadin will be betoikesh. Because then we will not have the problem. We will be able to do what we're supposed to be doing. Ulay Yishloima, that this is the kav that today, in our generation, we have to be even more mechazek, the midas hachesed, the kav hachesed. We see something very interesting. We see that the Tu Bishvat in recent years became a holiday. Before it wasn't such a big yom tov. People were eating a few dried fruits from Eretz Yisrael. People were maybe mechaven betfilah, they were mechaven they should be zechet a nice esreg. But this is what's about that, of course not, the Tachon, and so on. But recent years became a whole commotion, a celebration, people more excited about it. Maybe everything is by Hashgacha Pratit. That in this time, the last days of Golos, that we know that the last days of the Golos are the toughest, are the hardest, are the most difficult ones. So we have to be much more noiter to Midas Hachesed. First we have to ask the Eibishter that he should not judge us according to what we deserve to get, but the opposite, he should give us chesed. He should give us without deserving it, because even what we have right now is even what we trying to do is very difficult to do. But more than that, is the midah, the way we have to be looking at each other, the way we have to be looking at every Jew. When we are seeing a Jewish person that is not like, is not Shemet Eira Mitzvah, so is not yet recognizing the idea that he needs to be Shemet Eira Mitzvah, so sometimes we look at him and we say we don't want to have any association with him. But if we will be using Midas HaChesed, we are understanding that this person is only a Tinuk Shenishba. Even if he thinks that he knows how to learn, even if he thinks that he learned before something, to have a chmonas on him, to be mashpi on him chesed, to be mashpi on him teva, even if he doesn't deserve it. I'll tell you a recent story that happened to me in Shanghai. About a year ago, there was a Jewish person who got himself to got himself into trouble in Shanghai. He was very far from Shmiras Torah Mitzvah, and he found himself in jail. So I came over and I tried to get him out. I tried to help. I tried to see what I can do. So I spoke to the consulate. The guy was an Israeli citizen. I spoke to the Israeli consulate and I started to talk to them about the fact that he should be helped. They told me, why should we help him? If he would do the same crime in Israel, he would be sitting in jail in Israel. I said, even in Israel, I would try to help him. Allah has come, the guy is sitting in China, and the crime, even in Israel, he would not sitting for that crime, he would not sitting in jail. Maybe he'll get a fine, he will get a big fine, he will get he will get a warrant that in case he's going to do it again, he's going to go to jail, but he won't be sitting in jail for that. So I saw that they're not listening. So I started to explain to him what will happen if this guy is your brother. Would you help him? Or would you also say he deserves to sit in jail? So he says to me, but why do you care? He's not religious. I said to him, I actually don't even know the guy. I only know it's a Jewish guy. I gotta help him. I'm not helping here religious people only. I'm helping every Jew. That's my job. That's my responsibility. And every Jew is my brother. Anyways, I got the guy, dragged him out of his comfortable office, and I started running with him to the police station from office to office, and finally we got the guy out on bail. Later got fined and he left the country. From then, this guy in the consulate started to come more and more to shul. I asked him, why are you coming? You're not religious. So he told me, he said, I realized that when you're helping a Jew, you're not helping him just to be mekarev him to tell you the mitzvah. You're helping a Jew because this Jew needs help. And it's my obligation as a my mitzvah of Avos Yisrael to help the Jew. And he realized that. He recognized that. I'm helping him for the sake of helping him. Not because he deserves it. Not because through that I'm going to get him to be Torah Shemit or Mitzvah. Just because it's a mitzvah to help a Jew. And that itself was tremendous hashpah on him. That is the fact that we helped a Jew that we did not know and was not from, was not didn't belong to our group. We were helping him. He said, there's something different over here, something I would like to explore, something I would like to know about, something I would like to understand. And since then, he became more close and closer. Hopefully, he will get more closer. But the concept is that today, when we are in Golos, in such a Golos, that the majority of the Jewish people don't even understand why you're helping another Jew. After you come, we have to be more and more developing us the Midas HaChesed. We have to more and more develop in us the Besilel. We have to more and more develop in us the concept that every Jew is a Ben Avraham, Mitzvah, and Yaakov, Basa, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Every Jew is a part of us, and therefore, when we will take that approach, be mekarev all of them, help all of them, whatever they need, we will be zeichet to the Geulah, Amitis, Vashlema, the Mashiach, the Tenu, the Kavah, Mamish.
Thank you.